Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, April 12th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. At an investor conference, Disney revealed that the Disney Plus streaming service will launch in the U.S. on November 12, 2019, and cost either $6.99 a month or $69.99 a year. The service will allow subscribers to download content for offline viewing and support 4K and HDR video. Disney Plus will be available on smart TVs, web browsers, tablets, smartphones, streaming devices, and game consoles, with the PS4, Roku, and Sony Bravia TVs as named partners. At launch, the service will offer full Pixar, Star Wars, and The Simpsons library, with selections from the Marvel Cinematic Universe, National Geographic, and the Disney Channel, with numerous original content planned for the various franchises. Disney expects to lose as much as $1 billion on the service in 2020, with losses peaking through 2022 and profitability expected by 2024. The U.S. Department of Justice has charged Julian Assange with conspiracy to commit computer intrusion of a classified computer system. The indictment accuses Assange of helping Chelsea Manning in cracking a password stored on the United States Department of Defense computers connected to the Secret Internet Protocol Network, a United States government network used for classified documents and communication. The Washington Post printed excerpts of a chat between Assange and Manning where Assange says he gave hashes of passwords to our guys to crack. Ecuador removed its asylum protection from Assange Thursday, accusing him of intervening in the internal affairs of another state. He has been arrested on a charge of breaching bail and an extradition request from the U.S. A Liverpool court sentenced the Silk Road II founder Thomas White, aka the Dread Pirate Roberts II, to 5 years, 4 months in prison after he pleaded guilty to charges of drug trafficking, money laundering, and making indecent images of children. Investigators first tied White to the Silk Road account Saint Exo with financial and Bitcoin transactions and later found a private PGP key for the Dread Pirate Roberts II on a seized computer. White was originally arrested in November 2014 and has been out on bail during the investigation and trial. Uber's S-1 filing showed the company has 91 million monthly active users at the end of 2018, up 33.8% from 2017, but slowing from 51% growth the year earlier. Revenue increased 42% in 2018 to $11.3 billion, but slowed from 102% revenue growth in 2017. The company lost $3 billion in 2018 and cautioned in its filing that it may not achieve profitability. The filing also showed that Uber spent $1.5 billion on R&D in 2018, with $457 million specifically on autonomous vehicles, flying cars, and other technology programs. Uber further stated it sees human drivers as part of its core business for the foreseeable future, and that there will be a long period of hybrid autonomy, with drivers serving most consumer demand. Ford CEO Jim Hackett told the Detroit Economic Club earlier this week, "We overestimated the arrival of autonomous vehicles. Ford still plans to launch an autonomous car fleet in 2021, but it will be geofenced because, in Hackett's words, the problem is so complex. Who knew?" Hackett still believes fully autonomous vehicles will come, saying, "Logistics and ride structures and cities all get redesigned. I won't be in charge of Ford when this is going on, but I see it clearly." Ford is testing its autonomous vehicles in Miami, Washington, D.C., and Detroit. App researcher Jane Manchin Wong noted that Facebook is testing integrating Messenger back into its core Facebook app. The integration would use the existing Messenger icon in the app, but it would take users to a chat screen rather than opening a separate app. Wong notes that the integrated Messenger can only send and receive messages and still requires the Messenger app proper to make calls, send photos, or send message reactions. NVIDIA has released a driver that lets you turn on ray tracing effects in the GeForce GTX 10 and 16 series cards like the GTX 1080 and GTX 1660. For those not keeping close track, ray tracing is one of the big advantages of the newer RTX cards, though only Shadow of the Tomb Raider, Battlefield 5, and Metro Exodus yet supported. NVIDIA's own benchmarks show none of the GTX cards get beyond 25 frames per second on Tomb Raider, except for the 1080 Ti, which hits 34 frames per second. The RTX cards range from 44 to 84 frames per second. GoFundMe announced the launch of GoFundMe.org, a 501c3 public charity that allows for tax-deductible donations for individuals or certified charities that have been vetted by their trust and safety team. TechCrunch notes that this is effectively a rebrand of the Direct Impact Fund, which has worked with GoFundMe since 2017. The launch also includes GoFundMe.org Causes, which takes donations for general causes like animal rescue, K-12 classrooms, mental health, etc., and disperses the funds to many charities working in the space. Google announced that Gmail has become the first major email provider to integrate the MTA STS and TLS reporting security standards, extensions of the Simple Mail Transfer Protocol designed to thwart man-in-the-middle attacks. The MTA STS standards allow admins to set server policy requiring external email servers to authenticate with a valid public certificate with modern encryption, ensuring that any email received has gone through an encrypted channel. TLS reporting allows email servers to request reports from external servers about the success and failure of messages sent to the receiving server's domain. And in rich people news, pre-order reservations for the Samsung Galaxy Fold open today, April 12th. No money is required to reserve the right to pre-order. The $1,980 device will be released on April 26th. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.